Welcome to the Manager Mojo Podcast. I'm Steve Caldwell. Today I'd like to request, if you don't mind, go on to iTunes and leave us a review. If you don't mind, that helps us with our rankings. It'll only take a minute. So if you'll just do that for us, that would be helpful. And also, if you haven't liked our Facebook page yet, just go to facebook.com/ManagerMojo and like us. We'd love to have you as a part of all of the cool things that we're doing. Now let's get started with today's podcast. Hello and welcome, everyone. Today's topic is, what are breaks really for? Now, what I'm talking about are the regular breaks that people are supposed to take in the morning and the afternoon, where they should take 15, 20 minutes and have a cup of coffee or just relax or whatever. And I'm also including in this your breaks for lunch, vacation, anywhere you're supposed to take a little bit of time away from your work. You see, things are really different today for managers and leaders. What's happened is that our society has almost demanded that we really don't take breaks of any kind anymore. I'm seeing more and more managers that never take a break during the day. They don't go to lunch. They work late. They get there early. Am I talking to you today? Is that what you're doing? Or they go on vacation and they're not on vacation. I had a client call me last week. I knew that this person was supposed to be on vacation. And I was like, what are you doing calling me? Well, they called because, you know, stuff needed to be done at work and they just couldn't leave it and it had to be done. And I'm like, okay, what was the real rush? And the reality is, what I found out is that this individual spent several hours, like 3 hours that day, working on work while trying to say they were taking a vacation. And I see managers everywhere that are doing this. People no longer want to take any time for themselves. And so what the result of this is that when you really don't understand what your priorities are, there is a tendency to never take a break. What's happened is that we're too busy. We're so busy with busy work that we're not really accomplishing anything important. We wind up overbooking our calendars. I wish I could tell you the number of times in the last year that I've had someone either email me at the last minute or call me at the last minute and say, hey, something came up and I'm going to need to cancel our call or cancel our meeting or move it to a different day. And I observe this behavior and I think, wow, you know, here's another person that really does not have control of their career. It's that their career has control of them. Then I started tracking how many people were late for meetings that they requested. And I'm talking about face-to-face meetings that they requested. And it was staggering. I have a lot of meetings with people. And I actually went through a period of time over a year's time where over 30 meetings that I had scheduled, the people that scheduled them were late. They didn't get there on time. And I was like, okay, here's another example. People don't understand what's happening in their life. And then when I started seeing how few people really, when they go on vacation, are really on vacation, they're still doing their work. They're just not doing it at work. Then I began to realize what's really going on here is that people really don't understand the necessity for breaks. So what I want to do is I want to talk to you for just a little bit today about why it's important for you as a manager and especially if you want to be a great leader, to actually schedule some times where you just have some you time. You have a break. And maybe if you hear what the advantages of taking a break are, maybe you'll begin to rethink the importance of having one. Let's start by just taking the break in the middle of the morning or the middle of the afternoon. Just having 10 or 15 minutes to yourself can mean all the difference in the world between your attitude and the amount of patience that you have with other people. Just having that time to sigh and breathe can make a huge difference. So when you take a break, here's really three things I want you to really think about whenever you take a break. And that is, number one, you need a break from, first of all, yourself. We all need a break from ourselves occasionally. We need to just get outside of our own head and get outside of our own problems and get outside of our own issues and say, that's not so bad. Let me just think a minute. You know, things are good. They're going well. They're in the right pattern. I'm good. And just to get out of the way of yourself. We all need that. And if you don't take it, what happens is that your brain just gets faster and faster and faster, and you don't really have any time to be good to yourself. So the first benefit, take a break from yourself. You need it. It's good for you. And I promise you, it leads to the second reason, and that is you need a break from others. And not only do you need a break from others, here's something you might not want to hear, but it's the truth. They may need a break from you. So it gives both of you a chance where you can get away from the noise of other people, the demands of other people. And it just gives you an opportunity to take a deep sigh, a deep breath of relief. I had a friend once that he was so busy and he just couldn't figure out how he could ever take a break. And yet I noticed that occasionally he was gone, and I thought, well, maybe he's finally solved it. He's walked outside and he's taken a break. And I asked him about it, and he said, I said, hey, I noticed that you were gone about 15 or 20 minutes this morning, and that you took 15 or 20 minutes yesterday afternoon, and I'm really glad you did. I think that's great. You know, have you finally figured out how you can get away from the phone and the email and the demands and everything? And he laughed and he said, Steve, he said, I hate to tell you the truth because you're going to think I'm crazy. And I said, it's okay. Tell me the truth. What are you doing? And he said, I'll go to the bathroom and I get in a stall because when I'm in a stall, nobody wants to bother me. And I'm telling you, we both just roared laughing. I was like, now that is awesome creativity. To get a break, he actually went to the restroom. Now, how cool is that? It worked. It might not be the best, most pleasing place to be to have a break, but you know what the heck? He got 15 or 20 minutes to himself, and that made a huge difference in his attitude. It made a huge difference in his productivity. Now, the third reason that you want to take a break, first is a break from yourself. Second is a break from others, and they get a break from you. The third reason is that it gives you space in your brain to actually allow your subconscious to work on problems. Now, this is really important because one of the reasons sometimes we don't solve problems is that we're thinking so hard with our conscious brain about it that we're blocked. You need your subconscious brain to actually solve some of the more difficult challenges. And when you give your conscious brain some space to relax, then for the first time, you can actually have a fresh perspective at looking at the problem. all of us need this type of break for ourselves. We honestly need to schedule breaks. We need to schedule a lunch. It's okay if you make it a productive lunch, but I have to tell you, it is so important for you to take a break, to get away from yourself, to get away from others, and for them to get away from you. We all need these times where we can really focus on ourselves and our own growth. So the next time you hear somebody say, "What are breaks for?" I hope you'll think about that. And just one final example to really make this come home for you that I want you to think about. I had an interview from someone not long ago, and they talked about having a boss that absolutely said, "I know we should allow you to have breaks, but if you take a break, that's telling me that you don't value your job as much as you should." Now, how insensitive and how foolish and how silly does that sound based on some of the things that I've told you the benefits of breaks are? We all should be encouraging people to do it. Here's what's going to happen when you do encourage people to do it. They're going to be more relaxed. They're also going to begin to realize that you as the manager, you as their leader, are actually valuing them as human beings. And I promise you, that's a great, great place to be. So here's to you increasing your own mojo, becoming the leader that others will follow, and valuing both yourself and others in the right way. Thanks for joining me.